Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see this story about Blake Griffin? And this is like not basketball related, really, but it was his off-court life with this baby mama of his. Did you see all this stuff? So it says here that he was with this chick, and she claims that he dumped her 1 week before their wedding in St. Bart's in July and then jetted to Vegas to party without her. She sued him, claims the NBA star made an oral agreement with her back in 2013 that she would quit her job to raise their kids so he could focus on getting a max contract. In exchange, he promised that he would take care of her financially and provide her a home for the rest of her life. This is according to her. She says that apparently he demanded she sign a prenup, right? She wouldn't sign it, and claiming that it contradicted the oral agreement they made. And I just want to say to her, good luck with that whole oral agreement stuff. Good luck with that. Good luck with the he promised. When? Well, one night we were in the bedroom and he promised me. Okay, Your Honor. She said he called off the wedding 1 week before the date. And then she says he embarked on a high-profile affair with Kendall Jenner. And then the next weekend, which would have been his wedding day in St. Bart's, he was partying in Vegas. She says that then they began to have couples therapy, but he was still seeing Kendall Jenner, allegedly, on the side. And then she said he stopped paying her full financial support in accordance with her lifestyle and then her share of their joint property. So she's now suing him for millions. Carver High, how do you think that's going to go for her with all of her? But he promised me this and that.
Well, here's the thing, and another line in here. While Griffin is continuing to earn millions from his NBA and endorsement deals, Cameron and their children are homeless and cash-strapped. Really? honestly?
She uses his
own... I mean, Blake, you just signed for $173. What are you doing here? Like, you don't want to be with the girl? Don't be with the girl. You got to give the kid...
The mother
you gotta
of
give
his
money
two
for the
kids.
I mean, the homeless and cash-strapped, it says here. I mean, if this is true... This guy, he's on the list with me. Forget him. I'm done with this guy.
I actually, this is, you know, this is just me. She's beautiful.
She is.
I think she's beautiful.
She's also your boy, Matt Liner's baby mama as well. She has a kid with him as
Wait a minute, what do you have here, Mafia?
She used to date Matt Liner with that USC together. She played ball there when he was playing football.
Oh.
They had a kid but never got married, and then she ended up hooking up with Blake Griffin.
She has a lot of, like, celebrity athlete lovers.
And her brother was in the NFL for a while, Jordan Cameron, the tight end.
Oh, that's her brother?
Yep.
Her brother's in the NFL, and she's homeless and cash-strapped?
And the brother won't even give her a couple of Finskies.
Let's recap here. Now, does she have... So she's got two kids with Blake Griffin and one kid
with
Matt Liner?
Griffin, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's homeless and cash-strapped?
She claims he's a heartless... Who left his fiance after cruelly embarrassing his family with his public fawning over Kendall Jenner. Brennan and Blake were on and off for 8 years. They have two children together and were engaged. He called off the wedding as he set his sights on Kendall. Blah, blah, blah. Griffin himself, however, knows very well what breaching promises is all about. After all, he had no problem trading her, the mother of his two children, for Kendall Jenner. According to the lawsuit, Did everything for Blake. Cameron was not just the mother of Griffin's children and their caregiver. She was also constant support for Griffin, his personal assistant, meal planner, scheduler, stylist, publicist, party planner, nurse, nutritionist, branding expert, therapist. She's a therapist. Where does she have those qualifications? And she's a cheerleader, it says here, basketball and fitness consultant. And more. I mean, she is the most magnificent person ever. Are you kidding me? Can we go through this again, Carver? Hi. She's his personal assistant, meal planner, scheduler, stylist, publicist, party planner, nurse, nutritionist, branding expert, therapist, cheerleader, basketball and fitness consultant, and more. What is more? Lover.
Look. I don't care about all this stuff. You got kids with her, you got to give her cash. It's just that simple. You got to give her money. It's just that simple. This other stuff, whatever. The kids are what I'm concerned about. Give her money. Give her money for the kids.
Yeah. The suit also claims she counseled him how to deal with bad blood between him and Chris Paul. She's an advisor as well. Cameron strengthened Griffin's bond with his teammates and allowed the organization to see a different side of his personality.
And this once again brings up something that I still cannot figure out to this day. What is the infatuation with these Jenners and Kardashians? What is the deal here? Why does everybody get so locked in on these girls? I don't get it.
The Kardashians.
Kylie Jenner, this one, the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner.
Khloe.
What are we doing
Kim,
here?
Kim. They got their hooks in anyone they want.
What is the infatuation?
I have no idea. I haven't the foggiest idea, but this one is juicy, isn't it?
Blake, take a five chip from that 173 you just got. Pay the kids, please. Give the kids the money. All right, if that's really true, just please.
I mean, come on. What is the deal with your...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.